Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Steely Dan bringing us back. 23 after. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. One of the great bands of all time, Steely Dan. Thanks for being around and letting me join you and talk about some things that are on my mind. First, I'd like to recommend you go to my website and check it out. That's on my mind, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I was just talking about Black Friday, though, and how I'm predicting the end of Black Friday. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I do think that eventually it will become superfluous. It will become unnecessary. It won't be worth the effort. And here's why. Because now there's something, I say now, this has been going on for a few years now, because I've reported on this in the past, something called Cyber Monday, right? You know what Cyber Monday is? So how many of you, and ladies, I don't want to, you know, it's a fact. Women, ladies like to shop more than men do. I mean, that's just understood. You'd like to do it. And I get it. I understand. And I don't want to keep you from shopping. But I just know that many of you have developed a strategy about shopping now. Because you have the ability to have a strategy. It's not just a map of, oh, okay, I'll go to this store first and that store second. It's a strategy where you say, okay, that company doesn't, you know, the sale over there is not that compelling. I'm going to go on their website and see what I can get there, and I'll just have them ship it to me, and I won't have to, I can avoid that store. Well, that's the beginning of your strategy. That's the beginning of the, every time somebody says, I don't have to fight the crowds, at least in that store, to get that item, that item I will buy online. I'll have somebody ship that to me, whoever it may be. Every time someone says that is a little bit of the end of Black Friday, and it expands the concept of Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday is waxing like the moon, like, right? Black Friday is waning, and that's what's going to happen over time. Now, what does that mean for your small business? That means that you have to have some kind of a cyber strategy. That means you have to have a website. You need a Facebook fan page. You need to be able to allow people to follow you on Twitter. You should be blogging about your products, about how to use your products, about how this customer or that customer benefited from something that you helped them with and what they said about that. You should have comment opportunities on your website. People who bought this product said this about it. Let them comment on that. You should be able to do that, because those are the kinds of things that make you relevant to your customers. And see, if I can buy something from you, small business owners, even if it's a little bit more, then I can get it at a big box company. But I don't have to fight the crowds. I could even email you or call you and say, hey, I see that you've got this in your catalog. Would you hold that for me? And you know me. Of course, obviously you know me, because I've been in there before. And you say, sure, I'll hold it for you. And then I wander on down there next week sometime at my convenience. You say, maybe I would even say to you, you know what, I'm going to be in your area next Wednesday about noon. I'll come pick it up then. Okay, no problem. We'll have it ready for you. Or you might say, well, look, I got some folks coming over that way. Why don't I just deliver it for you? Even better, right? These are the ways, folks, that small business owners will incorporate their brick and mortar strategy with a click and mortar strategy, that will allow you to get your share of the business while as that activity is we're in the advent stage of that, we're in the waxing stage of that. while the hysterical insanity of Black Friday is waning, while it's going away. So small business owners, think about that. Black Friday is not about you, is it? I mean, I don't know. Maybe you do a lot of business on Black Friday. But wouldn't you rather be where you didn't have to have a day like that? Where it was... And I will tell you this, I may be wrong, but I believe that small business owners don't win on Black Friday. I believe that's the day for the big boxes, primarily. And so folks, think about that. The future is not about being competitive on one day. The future of your success in the age of the customer is being relevant to customers. And I believe more people are going to want this day back in their lives, not to have to fight the crowds and all the craziness. They're going to find their time is worth more than whatever savings that they could have, and they're going to choose another option. And if you can develop a cyber strategy that's a companion to your brick and mortar strategy, small business retailers, I believe if you can do those two things and put them together and to find a way to be more relevant to customers, not just competitive, but more relevant to how they want to buy from you, how they want to shop for what you sell, how they want to take delivery of what you offer, I believe that's going to be the way you will fight and win against Black Friday. Cyber Monday, also Cyber Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Stay with us, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.